As it's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop is joining us here courtside. And, coach, a look at this game. Strong performance all around. This GW team was resilient, continued to answer for most of this basketball game. Take me through some of your highlights and what stands out.
We knew that GW was going to be resilient. They've got two wins in A-10 play at St. Joe's and at LaSalle, so they've played very well on the road. They're getting better. They're young like us. And we knew it was going to be a game. And every A-10 game's a battle. I don't care who you're playing. There are no easy outs in the A-10. I was thrilled to see a lot of things tonight. You know, we have this unique thing developing. Several years ago, we had a double post threat with Damon Brooks and Jake Cohen. The two of them we would call sets for to get them shots in the paint. Well, Keyshawn is emerging as a guy that, boy, we can really go to him in the paint. And, of course, Luke has demonstrated that as well. And when Keyshawn can knock down a three as he has in the past two games as consistently as he's been, he is a lethal threat. I was thrilled to see Kellen Grady go to the rim tonight. Now, he didn't make every shot going to the rim, but he got there. He went there. He attacked. That kind of aggression. And you know, you look at Luke Frampton, he only took five shots. He never once hunted his three, nor did he once force a shot. And that was terrific to see as well. So just a lot of positives from this game.
You look at all five starters, and each one of them were in double figures in scoring. How pleased are you with that balance between those five guys?
Well, very pleased with the balance. Very pleased that we got minutes from Carter, Bates, Dushan, and David off the bench. So you got nine guys playing, and the minute distribution was pretty darn good.
You look at points off turnovers, one thing that shows up here in the bottom of the box score, 17-4 advantage. The Wildcats.
We've really talked a lot and worked a lot on arm length and deflections. And, you know, the last time we played GW, John had seven deflections. That was last year. And we made a real big point to that in the pregame. We made a big point to that in the practices building up to this game. And I think our guys took that to heart.
Overall, three-point shooting, pretty good. First half, it got you guys off to a very good start. It seemed from here that guys were very disciplined. You had an inside-out game working as well.
They sure did look inside, and that's a tribute to the guards that they're willing to throw it into the big guys, and the big guys did a great job of getting open, and they're going to throw it back out. And then, of course, you saw John look for Luca on that one last play, which we kind of put the lead up to 14, and we're starting to have a great mix between the arc, the guards, and the front court, and the post players.
Something that's been off the last couple of games, which is very un-Davidson-like, the free throw line. What's happening there?
I don't understand it. We shoot so well. We shot in practice. We shot 89% yesterday. We shot 91% the day before. We've made 18,755 foul shots since October 1st, and we're shooting 88% as a team at the foul line, and very unusual, very uncharacteristic of us.
And, Coach, another thing that's been consistent, especially in A-10 play, is defense. You came in the second in scoring defense in the conference into this game. They finished with just 62 points.
Yeah, I thought our half-court defense was good. I thought our transition defense was superb. And that's been a bugaboo for us for the last couple of games, and I thought we really picked it up with our transition D.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time as always. We'll get set to go on the road for a game Saturday at St. Louis.
Looking forward to getting back out on the court, even though we just walked off the court. This team's got me excited. Thanks,
Thank you,
Garrett.
Thank you, Coach.